Thank you, Chair. I only have a few brief remarks to make on behalf of the Netherlands, and thank you to Laurie Bell, head of the eval unit, for her report. And that immediately brings me to my my first remark, because the report is labeled Report of the High Commissioner, but actually is a report of the eval unit. Although we understand reporting lines, it would be much appreciated if we could separate the report in a part that contains the report and itself and a part that contains the management response to it. Having said that, we look forward to seeing the results of the new management response tracking mechanism, especially regarding current management response delays. And we also look forward to the system-wide inspection of the evaluation function by the JIU and encourage active cooperation in and follow-up to that inspection. We also look forward to the results of the evaluation on the regionalization and decentralization process, also from a point of view of OIOS's recommendations on this. Finally, we would like to know what the implications of ongoing staff cuts will be for the eval unit. We think the eval unit is heading in the right direction, but still doesn't have embedded officers in all regional bureaus. And we are worried that the budget cuts will affect oversight in so risk-prone organization as UNHCR. We much appreciate and commend the innovative ways of working, as were just described by the head of eval, including working with ChatGPT. But more generally, we would like to know what the rationale is behind staff cuts in the organization to make sure that the so crucial audit and oversight functions are spared as much as possible from cuts to their capacity. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you.